This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd like to welcome Vanessa Timms, manager from Tropic Skincare. Vanessa, before we talk about what you're currently doing, can you just tell us a bit about your background? What's brought you to this point?
Hi, my name's Vanessa, and I come from a service sector sales background. So I started off in the hotel and catering industry, and that's what my degree is in, and then continued into various other sectors, serviced offices, security, but mainly service sector sales.
And so how did you get into what you're currently doing, Tropic Skincare?
I was introduced to Tropic by a friend of mine who'd met Susie and was really impressed, not only by Susie herself, but also the products, and enthusiastically spoke to a few of us and said, you really need to have a look at this. And this was right at the beginning, literally after she just met Lord Sugar, and they decided to go into business together.
So just to clarify, she was on The Apprentice, wasn't she, in 2005, wasn't it? Something quite a long time ago, wasn't it?
She was on The Apprentice in 2011.
Oh, okay.
But the start of going into business with Lord Sugar didn't happen at that point. He actually asked her to come back and see him later.
Because she didn't win, did she, that year? That was the nail file thing, Pellero, whatever, I can't remember his name now. So she came second, I think, didn't she?
To be honest, I'm not totally sure.
I think she did. So then he saw some potential and decided to invest in her business anyway.
Yes, he definitely saw some potential in Susie, and also was quite interested in the products, because she's actually been doing this for about 15 years herself. And he also was keeping an eye on what she was doing after she left The Apprentice, okay, to see if she would, you know, go away and take on board some of the things she'd learned. And then he asked her to come back and see him, and really it went from there.
So that presumably must have been her business plan all along, was to launch that business, I guess.
I think it was, because she'd been doing some kind of skincare since she was about 14, had on the market stalls and with her mum and things, hadn't she?
That's right. She's been her original product, which is the Body Smooth body scrub, she's been making since she was 15 years old and selling it at Greenwich Market, and that's one of her original products
and still going strong.
And still going strong. It's still in our kits as they go out today. It's one of our best-selling products.
Yes. How did she make it, that original product then?
She used to make it at home at the kitchen table. Susie is Australian by birth, and she comes from Queensland in Northern Australia. And a lot of the ingredients that go into our products are things that she grew up with. And she brought that over to the UK with her when she came over here to live with her mum. So things like aloe vera, lemon myrtle, and other ingredients that we have come from that part of the world.
Does she still have to import those ingredients now to use in the products, or does she source them over here?
She
now
sources her ingredients from all over the world, but quite a few of them do come from that region.
Right.
Yes.
And in terms of how you market the products, is this sort of an Avon type setup? Is it, you know, parties and that kind of thing,
or a franchise?
We
are a direct selling business, but foremost we are a cosmetics company, and that's how Susie sees our business. And because we aim to get the vast majority of our products as near to 100% naturally derived as we can, and in fact all our facial skincare is 100% naturally derived, we like to get that fresh to the customer. So right from the very beginning, Susie was looking for a route to market other than the retail route, because that doesn't really work with natural products, because they cannot get to the customer quick enough. So she was looking for an alternative route, and that's where my friends, there's a lady called Jill Eagle and a lady called Chrissy Eagle, who I had known previously, they have been doing various other direct selling businesses, and they were introduced to Susie, who at the time was considering how she was going to get her products to market. They really liked the products, and they went to her with a business proposal to say, we have the method to get them to market.
So just to clarify how direct selling works, can you just let us know
how that works? Our business works, yeah, is that we sell to our customer base. We don't have territories as such. There's currently around 8,000 ambassadors in the UK.
Wow.
I've been with the company since the start, about 5 years. I'm lucky to be one of the founding ambassadors. I'm number 30. and when we started, we had 8 products. And now, as you probably can see from the catalogue, we've got several hundred.
Right. Okay, and you mentioned earlier about the route to market that wasn't going to work through a sort of high street kind of outlets because of the natural products. Does that mean there's a use-by date?
We have a best before date on our products.
Okay.
Again, the majority of our products have a 12-month best before date. It does vary on the ingredients because the best before date is determined by the ingredients that go into the product. We're based in Beddington near Croydon,
yep,
and we have on-site labs for formulation of products and for manufacturing.
Right, okay.
And the ingredients come into that site and we go by the best before dates on the ingredients as to what becomes the best before dates on the products. A few of the products have 18 months, most have 12 months, some of the more specialised products have 6 months. So we like to get them to the customer as fresh as possible. So the basis of our business is that we order the products for the customer as the orders come into us. So we do pamper evenings, but we do other, we do other routes as well. We have a direct customer base. We do one-to-one consultations.
So people can buy directly online, or they can go through an ambassador as well.
Exactly.
So how do you become an ambassador?
You literally open an account with the company. We work differently in that our company is about the product. We don't pay people to recruit. We don't reward people just for recruiting. People are based and earn money on selling products.
Okay.
But do they earn money on selling products themselves and also based on the team members selling products as well? Is it kind of a pyramid, or is that an unfair way of describing it? It's not pyramid selling, is it? Or is it?
Pyramid selling, I think you mean multi-level marketing. Multi-level marketing is often confused because they do reward people for literally signing people up.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We do build through teams, and that is to support and train.
Right.
Because obviously with 8,000,
yeah,
there has to be some mechanism. However, the managers do not get paid directly for just signing people up. They do get paid if they support their team,
right,
in sales and training.
Yeah, okay.
But also, we do not pay any managers that don't do sales themselves. You cannot... You can't do that.
No. Oh, okay. Because I think some of the old pyramid schemes, it was just signing people up, wasn't it?
And also in our business, people can overtake each other.
Okay.
So, for example, there's lots of cases where, and it's very flexible. So, the whole reason why I joined the company was it fits in with my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I can work when I want to work. And if for various reasons in your life you want to take a break or you don't want to work at that period, that's absolutely fine. But if other people in the team still want to work, they could at some point overtake you because you've chosen to take a break from the business.
Yeah.
So that they would, become managers in their own right and you take a back seat.
So do you become an ambassador through someone else who's already an ambassador, or do you do it direct with the company?
You can do that. You can go direct to the company and they basically will distribute you to somebody that's local.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And do you have kind of a starter kit and then you have parties or you yourself, or do you encourage people to have, is it a pamper experience? Is that what?
When you open an account with Tropic, and that's how we see it, you're opening an account, you purchase a starter kit, which has our top selling range of facial skincare.
Okay.
yeah.
And business tools enabled for you to get going. You get it at a quite a large discount off RRP. There are no targets as such, other than the company asks you to put one £250 order in a 12-month period. Then, and as I said, there's no territories. We do have a code of practice and around brand protection and things like that, which we obviously show to our potential ambassadors before they join, so they can have a look at that. And then you are plugged into a support network, which is a combination of head office and the ambassador team. So we have a dedicated ambassador website, which we call the Ambassador Lounge, which has lots of information and support, has things like webinars and training videos, online media, social media support. We have a dedicated helpline at head office that's available Monday to Friday. And then you have various Facebook forums. The company also supports websites for each ambassador, which is part of the team.
Yeah.
So each ambassador has their own website. Head office obviously also have their own customers, so they have their own website as well.
Yeah. So people have pamper parties. Do people go to like
pamper experiences?
Pamper
yeah.
experiences. Do they actually kind of go to like Christmas fairs and have a stand at a fair?
Yeah.
And do
so
that kind of thing as well?
We do events. We do pamper experiences. As I said, we do one to ones. Each ambassador has their own way how they want to run their business around obviously the guidelines that are set out by head office. And that's to do with protecting the brand and also protecting the ambassadors themselves.
Right. And what's your favourite sort of route to market? Did you do experiences or fairs or?
I do quite a lot of events personally, and I do quite a lot of one-to-ones. I have quite a large customer base over a 5-year period, so a lot of my customers who are using the products regularly do naturally reorder.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are some of your favourite products? Describe some of those to us. I know there's hundreds, as you say, but what are your top ones that you like?
My favourite product is the cleanser.
Okay.
And I always say to anybody thinking of joining Tropic, everybody will have their individual favourites, but you usually can tell what your favourite is because as soon as someone starts to speak about it, their voice lights up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So... Also, the Body Love body cream is one of my favourites, and I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Are there any award-winning products in there? It's not a brand I've heard about, but there are so many out there that it's quite possible I haven't.
We have actually won quite a lot of awards, and
right.
Susie herself, in her own right, has won quite a lot of awards. So it would be harder for me to name a product that hasn't won an award,
really?
Actually.
Okay. Fantastic.
I brought the brochure along and...
no samples?
We don't do samples.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And the reason we don't do samples is because our products are fresh and we deliver them fresh to the customer. So we tend to encourage our customers to try first. So we offer free non-obligatory trials so they can try the products and go away and live with the products on their face or on their body. And see how they feel about it.
What I really liked about it is the packaging. It does look really tropical. Some of the leaves look really, I mean, you could see some of the packaging. I thought it was really
And the colours are really vibrant and
really
they reflect
vibrant.
That part of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
The three strap lines that we go by is pure, honest and effective. So we only use the purest ingredients. We are completely honest about what's in our products. So all our products come with a full ingredients list on the packaging, so you can see exactly what's in it, which is particularly useful for anybody that has allergies or needs to avoid things.
And they're not tested on animals at all, I know I read that.
Have the international cruelty symbol, and that's individually awarded to each product, along with vegan certification, which again, and appears on the packaging of each and every product. And we also print the exact percentage of natural on each product. Mm. So it's very clear.
Sure.
And the last one we go by is effective. And Susie says it has to work. There's no point in producing a product that doesn't do what it says.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an interesting point, isn't it? Because I work in luxury packaging, as it happens. And, you know, I have this conversation all the time with people about packaging can look amazing. So you might buy a gift because the packaging looks amazing. But actually, if the product doesn't work, then you're not going to get the repeat buys.
Yeah.
So presumably you've got loyal customers that keep coming back and back, even people who try it for the first time come back.
Very much so. And I think that's been the main thing about Tropic Skincare, is that we have grown enormously in a short period of time organically. We've gone from 1 to 8,000 ambassadors in 5 years. The company has grown with their products. We currently sell around 12,000 cleansers a month.
Wow.
We were awarded, we got 2 awards in the Times 100 last December, and we were actually named the fastest growing cosmetics business in the UK.
Okay.
And that's more important to Susie. She actually sees herself competing with cosmetics companies. Mm. We just choose to sell this way because of the way our products are.
Yeah.
So we are all about the product, yeah, not about the business.
That's amazing, because there's a lot of competition. I'm aware. Much competition.
Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why she went on The Apprentice, why she went into business with Lil Sugar, because it is very expensive and to launch a cosmetics company.
Yeah.
But she has some really strong principles which she won't compromise on.
Sure.
And one of them is she won't add things to her products, which is why she chose not to go into retail.
That's really commendable, isn't it? Well, sadly, Vanessa, we've reached the end of the interview time. Have you got any pearls of wisdom for our listeners? If you could give them one tip or one bit of advice in relation to a beauty regime, for example, what would you say?
I would say do your homework. There's lots of information out there now, both on the web and in the media, about products, about what's in things, about ingredients. Mm-hmm. And Google, read up about it, find out for yourself. Don't take the word of any particular company.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look into it yourself.
And if listeners want to find out a bit more, do you have a website that you can give them?
I do have a website. So it's Vanessa Timms at Tropic. And it's http://bit.ly/tropicvanessatimms.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So thank you, Vanessa. So that's Vanessa Timms from Tropic Skincare.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.